Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting. Actually, I'm not in the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Seattle. I'm actually in, when you hear this, I'm actually in the air flying to Peru, where I'll be visiting Machu Picchu with a small group of people for the next 10-12 days. It should be an absolutely fascinating trip, and I'll be filing reports as I travel. And also, too, I'm supposed to be going into the Hollow Earth at Machu Picchu, which should be a really out-of-this-world experience. So I'll be sure to bring my iPhone with me to take lots of pictures. And if I run into people from the Hollow Earth at Machu Picchu, I'll be sure to get some good interviews to play here on the air. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. During my first hour, I'll be having an interview with Michiko Hayashi. She'll be talking about the Emoto Peace Project and the beautiful work that Dr. Emoto did before he passed away in October 2014. She'll be also talking about her healing work with what's called the Hado machines. Dr. Emoto, before he passed away, found that everything is vibration. So he theorized that if you change a person's vibration, you can to better health, you can help them. Help them have better health, or you can alleviate, you know, any one of a number of spiritual conditions. And he successfully treated something like 10,000 people before he passed away, excuse me, in 2014. So her interview should be really interesting. Michiko will be giving Hado sessions at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, on March 13th, 14th, and 15th here in Olympia. The registration fee is $197, but I've decided to give a discount for everyone registering for the conference this month for only $125. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I wanted to give you a sneak preview of what we'll be going over today on my show. Also, during the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be playing an interview I had with some fabulous people called One Drop in Japan. The theory of One Drop is that we are all related, we all have the spark of the Supreme Being or God within us, and we are all one people on this planet and one humanity. Isn't that a beautiful thought? The founder of the One Drop organization in Tokyo, Mr. Shimizu, said that he had been approached by angels about 5 or 6 years ago, and with this message to start his organization, to educate people that we are all one drop or one humanity on this planet, all related. And he's told me that it doesn't make any sense at all for us to have fighting or wars, because if you fight with somebody and we're all related and we're all one drop, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Because you're just hurting yourself. He has a beautiful orchestral choir that he travels around the world with, and also give lectures from his angels. He's a fascinating fellow, and he'll be on during the 3 to 4 p.m. Segment. This coming new year promises to be a year of many wonderful changes as the planet ascends into the fifth dimension. All of us chose to be here, and it's an exciting time to be alive. Actually, and the Schumann resonance, which is the vibration of planet Earth, has now exceeded 1,000 hertz in many parts of the planet. And by this coming summer, in July, Mount Shasta is supposed to go into the fifth dimension. As you know, I go to Shasta twice a year. This year, I'll be going to Mount Shasta from July 1st through July 8th, as well as August 27th to September 3rd. If you'd like to come along, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. The cost is just $200 per person and includes free camping. We always see many, many Sasquatch there all over the place, lots and lots of UFOs flying in and out of the Hollow Earth, as well as meeting the people of Telos, beautiful people of Telos and Adama. What's especially important at Shasta, there's been a series of miracle healings. Almost every time that I've gone there recently, there's been a miracle healing. For example, last year, Adama healed my eyes. I did have blurry 20/50 vision in my right eye, where I was farsighted, I couldn't see very well. And he gave me, one night, he healed both of my eyes, so now in both eyes I have 20/10 crystal clear eyesight. Other miracle healings have occurred, including one lady named Tammy from Minnesota in 2017, who'd been on crutches and work in a wheelchair for several decades. She was given a new pair of legs while she was on Mount Shasta, and today she doesn't need the crutches or the wheelchair to get around. Other people last October were healed of Lyme disease, as well as another lady who'd torn her ligaments in her left foot after a hiking accident. The doctors in Canada said that there wasn't much that could be done about it. But we all prayed for her. We went to a special place, a portal on the mountain, which enters into the hollow earth. We did a lot of prayers for her, and 30 minutes later, she was completely healed by Adama, the beautiful master spirit of Mount Shasta. So if you'd like to go, the trips are filling up. Please let me know soon. My email address again is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as Minoni Lombardi for his wonderful support of the New Hopi Library, and also like to thank my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, as well as Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway for their beautiful support of the program. We're also looking for additional sponsors. Any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. I also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides fantastic support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who've been supporting my show, my angelic and the earthly family, and of course, Eric and KTNW for their wonderful support. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your guides, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. This month, I'm giving discounts on my readings for only $50 for a full one-hour reading. If you'd like a good reading, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. I'm continuing to raise funds for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo. The contributions are tax deductible through the Clean Water Foundation of Washington. And if you'd like to donate to this beautiful effort, please send me an email. I wanted to tell you now about my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Fair, and I have a wonderful lady with me named Jill Tower from Montana. Jill, how are you doing today?
Just great, Jeff.
Oh, good. Now, you're a psychic and you'll be there at the conference. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
I do reading, and I'm a theta practitioner, and I will be bringing my crystal light pad, and hope to see a lot of people there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, Jill. Well, I'm so happy you're coming. I've extended my discount. It's instead of $197 for the conference in March, it's just $125 for the three-day conference. If you'd like to register, please go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or you can give me a call or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Among the people coming to the conference will be Simon Parks, the famous ET contactee, Alex Collier, a contactee from Andromeda, James Redfield, the author of the famous Celestine Prophecy book, Michiko Hayashi, the Modal Peace Project, Dr. Jerry Polek, a famous water scientist, Tom Palladino, a famous scalar energy healer, as well as Billy Woodward and Azora from the Hollow Earth. I hope you can all come. Hello, friends. I have a wonderful lady with me today. I'm with the Emoto Peace Project. She used to be the administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto until he passed away in October 2014. She now is the global director of the Emoto Peace Project and distributes beautiful children's books to children around the world, teaching them the value of love and gratitude and how we can make this world a better place. Her name's Michiko Hayashi, and she's coming to us live from Tokyo. Michi, how are you today?
Hi, Ted. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today again.
Oh, my pleasure. Could you give out your website again for people so they can if they have more questions, they can go to your website?
Sure. Thank you. It's www.emotopeaceproject.net. It's Emoto Peace Project is one word, Emoto PeaceProject.net.
All right.
PeaceProject.net. Thank you so much.
Could you tell my listeners a little bit about the Emoto Peace Project and why you think it's so important?
Thank you. Yes, this is actually the project, Peace Project, that Dr. Emoto started in 2005 when he was giving his speech at the United Nations in headquarters in New York in May of 2005. At that time, world was having a lot of problem, water problem. Well, we are still having that problem here too. And also, there were so many conflicts between countries, or domestic conflicts in many different places. So people got together and wanted to learn what we can do, learning from water. So Dr. Emoto said, when we all learn about the truth of water, what water is trying to teach us, then the world will be finally really completely peaceful and harmonious place. To learn that, he said he was going to make the children's book of A Message from Water, where it shows many different water crystal photos after showing different wars, exposing water with the different music and showing pictures to water. And after sending intention or prayer to water, the water clearly makes difference in the structure of our water crystals. So he said, and the most beautiful crystal that water made was from two words together, love and gratitude. So Dr. Emoto said that when people, the creator's source made this whole earth, designed this earth, based on love and gratitude. So when people learn how beautiful it is, how we're supposed to be living in love and gratitude, then this whole world will be peaceful and harmonious without having any conflict, because water absorbs that energy. And he said the easiest way to change the world is to educate children, because they are so pure. And they grow up in 10 to 20 years, they will be adults. And with those people all around the world learning about the beautiful message from water, then the people will not want to fight, but live in harmony with other people, be kind, compassionate, loving, respectful. So the world will be very peaceful. So that's how Emoto Peace Project started. And as Dr. Emoto passed in 2014, I continued to distribute the children's books and give presentations, help people with Hado machine, vibrational machines to help them. And that's what Emoto Peace Project is.
We do
the prayers to send love and gratitude to water all around the world to make the water resonate with us.
Well, let me ask you a funny question. I remember this, maybe I don't remember where I read this or where I heard it from, but when Dr. Emoto first tried to do his water crystal photography, the photographer or the scientist he was working at thought he was crazy. And he tell us that story, okay?
Well, I don't know if he thought Dr. Emoto was crazy, but when Dr. Emoto said, because this scientist had PhD in science, and he was Dr. Emoto's assistant. So, but when Dr. Emoto came up with this idea of taking water crystals from frozen water, then he asked this assistant to start taking crystals from frozen water, because he knew that the water would create crystals, because snow makes snowflakes, then water should be able to make crystals. So he said that. Then this scientist assistant said, no, I have never heard of that, and no one has ever done it, and I don't really think we can really obtain, or water makes crystals like snow. But Dr. Emoto said, well, he bought all the facility, the equipment, like microscopes and refrigerator and freezer, everything he needed to do. So he said, well, let's just try doing that. He could not really, he could not do it. This assistant was not successful for many days, but Dr. Emoto knew he would, we would be able to make it. So what he did was Dr. Emoto always took him for lunch, for dinner after work, to encourage him, gave him some beers, after saying, you know, you worked so hard today, and let's try again tomorrow, because we, I know we can do it. So he did it for almost 3 months. Finally, this assistant started to feel, oh, I want to do this successfully, because for him, just for Dr. Emoto, because he's been so eager, so, I mean, he's been encouraging me, he's been so kind to me, and I want to do this successfully for him. Then finally, almost in about 3 months, after 3 months of trying every day, the first beautiful crystal from frozen water appeared.
Did
we captured it?
Did the beer help?
Every day after work, I think it did. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
It helped him to continue to do it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But once, it's like a morph, Dr. Sheldrake's morphic field. Once we do something successfully, then the field will be changed. So it will be more easier and easier to happen, the same phenomena to happen.
Right. That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What was the most beautiful crystal he found, in his opinion?
I think it was love and gratitude.
Okay.
There are a lot of beautiful crystals from different wars. And it's really interesting because Dr. Emoto was so intuitive and he was so curious. So he did what, one of the interesting things that he did was he showed all the four names of seven major religions of the world all together to water.
Mm-hmm.
Water created beautiful, beautiful crystal.
So, wow.
You know, no matter what, I mean, we no matter what religion we are, we can get along well, and all the religions are, after all, are to help us reach to a peaceful world, harmonious with other people, harmonious within, harmonious outside, with other people, for peace.
Hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then he used to do intention experiments, didn't he? Where, like, someone, I remember one experiment at Lake Biwa that was polluted outside of...
Lake, or, uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was done. We did it in 2005. I think it was November.
Okay.
With Dr. Korotko from Russia, the scientist from St. Petersburg University in Russia.
Right.
And also we invited Lynn MacTaggart.
Oh, MacTaggart, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had tests. That was one of the major tests we had before. We sent prayer to water in Lake Biwa with all these. I think it was, we had like about 500 people at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, Dr. Korotkov brought this machine to test before and after, the energy test before and after of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And created clear difference after we sent the prayer. So our consciousness and our prayer really completely changed the structure of water. Also, we did, Dr. Emoto did a major intention experiment with Dr. Dean Rading from Noetic Science Institute.
Oh, yeah.
And that was major experiment we did with more than 1,500 people trying to evaluate which, that was a blind test, which one those 1,500 people thought that the crystals were pretty beautiful to not beautiful, and evaluate it. And then that was complete. We had this result, the same result as the water that we sent really loving gratitude and good intention to, and all that. So from all these many other different experiments also. I just did this experiment with my friends in Tokyo, because we're going to do the experiment with huge organization called meditation organization called Brahma Kumaris in India.
Right.
Starting this year, we're going to do the major intention or meditation experiment. So to do that, to start with, we did this experiment with my friends in Tokyo, the remotely. What we did was I sent our distilled water to this Brahma Kumaris, we call it BK Tokyo. So six bottles, huge bottles. And then they sent three different thoughts. One was very beautiful and positive. One was negative. One was ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So after they sent all the meditation and intention to these, accordingly to these different distilled waters, they sent us back those, each one of these waters. And we took water crystal photos from all these three different bottles without knowing which one it was. Then we had the answer. And all these answers were correlated or aligned with their, matched with their intention. So that was really interesting. What I would like to say is that our intention, our prayer, our thoughts are powerful, and water really receives that energy, and that everything has water, like plants, trees, soil, air, everything has water. Everything is receiving what we think, how we feel, what kind of emotions we are directing to or without even thinking.
You know, you were on my show recently, and we all did an intention experiment for rain for Australia. And you gave your beautiful Ho'oponopono prayer as well. And tell my listeners what happened after those prayers.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that was so nice. And thank you so much for doing that with us and to all the listeners all around the world. Because after doing that collective intention, sending collectively that intention to bring rain in Australia to put up that bushfires, guess what? A lot of rain started. And it's almost, I shouldn't say everything is completely, but it's almost completely extinguished.
Wow. That is truly amazing. That is truly amazing.
It was. Yeah. And thank you so much, Ted, for giving us this opportunity and doing that for Australia. They really needed it. When we think about this, it's not just the event or phenomena of Australia, because when we think whole that country lost, how much animals they lost, how many animals they lost, how much nature, trees and greens they lost, that means we have less oxygen. More people with less oxygen. We need to be planting more and more greens, trees everywhere. We lost so much of a forest in Brazil, in Amazon. And this is really, it's the Mother Earth is really crying.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help. There's a good resolution, or we can help easily, because we have we know what we can do. Either we can there are many things we can do. One of them is planting trees, planting greens, taking care of all the animals around us, insects, bacteria. Bacteria is one of the most important things, because that cultivates soil.
Mm-hmm.
The plants will grow, and the water will be clean with the bacteria. So bacteria are very, very important. And we should, I discovered that when we send love to and gratitude to bacteria, more and more bacteria activate more actively. Mm-hmm. They become very active, very healthy, and they will help with the soil and other, and they will make boundaries also.
Mm-hmm.
It's really there are some experiments that were done in Japan and also in Korea too. How bacteria are very important. I mean, good bacteria, right?
Well, absolutely. Hold on just a moment.
Okay. So now we can say that water really responds, as water is in everywhere. Water responds to whatever we think, these prayers, thoughts, words that we use, our emotions. So if we stay accordingly, I mean, like, the God is love. Love is God, and God is love. So if we are living based on love for everything, and love and gratitude, you know, of course, then all the water becomes beautiful, beautiful crystals, and the structure of water molecule structure will become that beautiful. That means, because we human beings are 70% water, the water within our body forms beautiful crystals at the molecular level, so we will be healthy and happy, and that we will have that appearance, and our life will start to change. And because we're energetic beings, we are affecting, influencing other things around us. All the plants will be happy because we are the energy of love and gratitude. So we can change. I mean, it's so easy to change the whole earth if every single person learns about this. And and I can say that, as Dr. Emoto was saying, that the only 10% of the whole world is what we need. Because if 10% of the people on this earth changes, then the rest of the world will change immediately. It's almost like a phenomena of 101 monkeys.
Do you think we've already been seeing that in the planet?
I think it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to continue to do that. It's really important that we continue to do it, because we are living in this third dimensional world, which is physicality, which is heavy. So it takes time until we really, the reality, we can create the real reality that we are wishing or we are creating. It's like on the fifth dimension, where we don't have any physical substances, that happens. Whatever we think happens immediately, instantaneously. But here on this third world dimension, it takes time. So until we realize the reality that we are trying to bring, we should not stop it. We shall continue to do it. Then if we all continuously do it, then it will happen. And it's happening now. If we don't stop it, it will happen quicker and quicker.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, Mitchie. Tell us, if you could tell my listeners some of the things you're coming up for you.
Coming up for me? Thank you. I am leaving tomorrow to India to meet with scientists and do the talk about the joint research. That's one thing. And come back to Japan on the 29th of January. After on the 6th of February, I'm going to Los Angeles and give my presentations there. After that, I'll come back. I will be in the Seattle area and then fly to New York with people from One Drop to introduce about the beautiful work that One Drop project is doing. It's like almost, we are very similar. This One Drop project is based in Tokyo, but what they do is they try to resonate with everyone by singing. They have a choir, and they sing this beautiful song, and they people resonate, and to send out all the beautiful vibration and resonate through music. Mm. So I will be going to New York with them to give our presentations and talks. Then after that, I will be separately from them. I will be giving some presentations in the New York area and Pennsylvania. Before I participate in your conference, Ted, between 13th and 15th of March, Galactic Wisdom Conference.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful conference. I hope many people can come because you will have really amazing speakers, right, Ted?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I wanted to ask, too, Mitchie, about in the time we have left, about those children's books, and tell us a little bit about how were they created and how people can get a copy of those books.
Oh, thank you. It was Dr. Emoto made it. At the beginning, it says humans are about 70% water. And the Earth is also about the surface of the Earth is also about 70% water, so we are almost the same. And that's the beginning. And then the second, Dr. Emoto shows that water creates beautiful crystals that people don't know. So then we have the section of how natural water creates beautiful crystals, and how the river changes from upstream to downstream, the midstream where people are living. People get, the water gets polluted. It doesn't make crystals, but when it goes down to the downstream of the, where close to the ocean, then all the living creatures try to purify the water, so it starts to make more beautiful crystals. Also, then it goes on to different music. Beautiful, after water, listening to beautiful classical music, and also to some kind of destructive music that make water creates, makes different water crystal pictures. And then after that, it talks about, it shows crystals from different pictures, like elephants or heart mark or some other things. So children will learn that water really can remember what it saw, what it hears, or what it sees. And then the last one is the intention also, before and after sending out intention or prayer. Then at the last one is the beautiful, beautiful crystal from love and gratitude.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And how do people get a hold of these books?
They can come to the website www.emotopeaceproject.net, or also I have some children's books in the United States at your place, Ted.
Right.
I will have a lot of books during your conference. And also, I will bring my children's books during to all the places I go, in Los Angeles and New York and other places too. If they want, they can contact me. I can send from Tokyo, or there are people who have them in around the world, so I can connect them with those people also. So if they are interested, please write to me at Hayashi, Hayashi, at Hado.com. Or they can visit my the website of Emerald Peace Project.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, let me ask you an important question. How much do the books cost? Are they donated? Donations?
For children, we're giving out for free of charge. So when we go to like schools and visit kindergartens, we give those children's books for free to kids. But we're asking for $5 donations per one book from adults, so we can continue to distribute to children for free of charge. And we have this book translated into 34 languages now. And some countries don't have enough budget or enough money. They can't afford to print them. Then at that time, we try to help them and print them either here or send money, or someone delivers it when they go to that place.
I see. Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, I wanted to ask you a very important question for the time we have left about the Haro machines and how they work.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Dr. Emoto, before he started to do this research on water, Dr. Emoto was a doctor of alternative medicine, and he was using this machine called Haro machine. Haro means vibration. And what by using this machine, because everything is vibration, he could tell that the root, what kind of the root, the why the client had the problem that he or she had, and he was using this machine to detect the root cause of the problem that the client had, and transmit it. There's always yin and yang, negative and positive. In Haro, the vibration too, like the positive side of love is love. But at the same time, the negative side of love vibration is greed and resentment.
Mm-hmm.
So when people suffer from greed and resentment, and if that's the root cause, then we imprint the opposite of this, which is love, into water to harmonize the water within the vibration within the client. So the problem that the client had will recover. That's how Dr. Emoto helped more than 10,000 people. So I also bring Haro machine to help people to neutralize the vibration when they have the problem, or we can prevent the diseases also by making our own Haro water, the vibrational water, and drink it every day. I do have machine, small family use machine also, and I can bring it if there's anyone who would like to have it. It's very simple, but it's very effective when you really make your own water every day and drink it. You can make it for your family, for your friends, if you mm-hmm. have your machine.
Wonderful. Well, I wanted to ask you, mm-hmm. Dr. Emoto, when he used this same technology, he treated something like 10,000 people before he passed away in October of 2014. And when he treated people, he had a very high success rate, didn't he? Like helping people, like 90%, 100%?
Oh, yeah. It's when you really, it depends on what kind of disease you have and how severe or how serious it is. And when the disease is very serious, like in case of the patients with cancer, he made this personalized water like three times a day, delivered to that person, and because the condition of the body changes and it starts to improve, so he was making that water more often and delivered it to the patients, and like the cancer disease, with the cancer disease, a lot of patients was healed within like half a year or so.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the treatment too helps people with spiritual conditions, doesn't it? Because I remember
it does.
Could you mm-hmm. could you tell that case of the lady who hadn't seen her daughter in decades?
This case that you just mentioned was that a woman who had the problem with her daughter for many years, for more than 20 years, and did not even speak with her daughter. So she came up and asked for the help, and we made the water for her. And because there's always blockage or problem. We have to find out why that happens. After we find out why that happened, it's really simple and easy. What we have to do is just make the imprinted water to cancel that blockage or problem, the negative vibration, which is the cause of the problem. So we made that water for her, and she started drinking. Within a couple of days, her daughter called, and for the first time, started to talk, and they got along. So there are cases like that. There are many cases like
that. It was the first time she'd called. I think her daughter called her in more than 20 years. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. And it's beautiful. We can really help in many ways. Like sometimes people a lot of people say, I want money. I can't afford to do this. Or I'm always lacking money. But there's a reason why that happens. There's always reason why things happen. So we have this machine, in this machine, there is the menu called money abundance. So when we detect with this machine, we can make my own water to bring money into my life, because it releases the blockage that I had.
So okay,
it's something like that, or like chakra treatment, and there are 30 menus for family use.
Wow.
So it's really powerful too.
Well, I've seen it in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And when hot water has been made, you've made it, or other for me, that it's really helped me. And
when you had that tooth pain, I did.
I was in tremendous pain, and
mm-hmm.
I couldn't get to a dentist in time, and you made this hot water for me for my teeth, and it worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It really helped. Took the pain completely away. And
mm-hmm.
help stabilize the teeth. That was
and
wonderful.
So,
well, if
sorry.
Yeah,
also
just quickly.
People who have, go ahead.
I wanted
sorry.
To ask you before mm-hmm. we've got about 4 minutes left. How can people, if people would like a Haro treatment when you're here in March,
mm-hmm.
how can they reach you? Or February, how can they reach you?
They can reach me by email. Well, they can reach you also, Ted,
right.
if you don't mind.
No.
It doesn't matter.
That's fine.
They can reach me. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
They can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can put you in touch with Mitchie so she can arrange a Haro treatment for them. It's very effective, and I know you've been able to help many, many wonderful people with the Haro machine.
Or if they want to just try it, they can see what the machine is like. They can even come in and try it too, just to see what it's like, you know.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mitchie, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to give you the rest of the time to finish your wonderful interview today.
Yes, I have so many things I would like to talk to people. Now the new era started. This 2020 is a very, very important year for this Mother Earth. Last year in Japan, we had this tremendous typhoon that caused so many people, that took all the houses of so many people in the Tokyo area last year. And about the same time, I heard that six hurricanes were hitting the south of the U.S. or Caribbean areas. Also, about the same time, I heard that monsoon in India took like more than 1,500 people's lives. And this is really not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Something is really happening. We have to be thinking, and we don't. The mainstream media's don't really want to show that,
right.
you know.
Right.
So, but we really need to know that Mother Earth is trying to tell us something very important, which is we have to be living in love and gratitude, because there are 7 billion people on this earth. 80% of those people are constantly being scared, angry, complaining, or unhappy, insecure, worried about what will happen, all that negative energy is going, being emitted to or absorbed by Mother Earth. So it's about time we change our attitude and be living honest, truthful, be loving, kind, gratitude,
peaceful,
and respectful. And peaceful,
peaceful
harmonious.
With Mother Earth and respecting her.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Then the Mother Earth will be changing very immediately. 70 billion people do it at the same time.
Wonderful.
Mother Earth will change immediately. Yeah. So all the listeners can start to do that now. Then it will change. We want to maintain, to recover this Earth for the children and children's children. We are, this Mother Earth is not ours. We're living with all other nature, trees, mountains, animals. We're part of it. We're one together.
Great, Mitchy. Could you give out your website, please?
One more time, thank you. It's www.emotoPeace project.net.
And could you give out your email, please?
Email is Hayashi, Hayashi, at Hado, Hado.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm so sorry. We had such good fun today, and we've already, it's the time's up. But thank you so much, Mitchy, for all your beautiful work to make this world a better place.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on again, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and thank you. I love you all, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Mitchy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Ted. Bye.
Because